Good morning. The chaos is greater than normal because it is not a normal Sunday. It is our annual meeting Sunday, and welcome, and we're so pleased that so many of you are able to be here with us this morning as we worship and meet. If you're new to Cole Harbour Woodside, our annual meeting is integrated into our Sunday morning worship. Because, as the hymn says, worship and work should be one. And so our worship and our work together are one. That which we do here in the sanctuary should reflect and inform the work that we do in the world, and the work that we do in the world should be found here within the walls of the sanctuary. And so we are here. And so we're so glad to be able to be together on this day. So as we gather, we light our candles this morning. We light our Christ candle with the prayer that Christ's light would inform us, our worship and our meeting, as well as our lives. We light our peace candle that we might work and be the agents of peace that Christ has called us to be. And we light our candle honoring those and remembering those who are part of our armed services, those who are first responders, those who staff our emergency rooms and emergency care facilities, those who are there for us when we are in our deepest need. And we honor and thank them for their ministries. I invite us to share together in the words of the acknowledgement of place. For thousands of years, First Nations people have walked on this land. Their relationship with the land is on the center of their lives and spirituality. Through mutuality of the Peace and Friendship Treaty, we gather on the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people, and we acknowledge that their place on their land is protected throughout the ages. Our introit.
Congregation of Cole Harbour Woodside United Church, in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, for all business that is appropriate to bring before it. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Jennifer Myers, who is our secretary. And full-time secretary for the church. And first time at the annual meeting, so.
Thank you.
So, we have our first motion that all people who are in full membership in the congregation be permitted to vote on temporal matters. Okay, that's Anne-Marie Seitman.
Okay, thank you.
Seconder, Susanna Morash Kent.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded. Motion passed. Now, the second motion, number two, is for the acceptance of the agenda as outlined in our order of service. We have Stu Micklethwaite. And seconder, Cheryl Settle. All in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded. Motion passed.
Ooh, with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Thank you very much, Lord. Let us pray. Holy One, Creator, in our worship this day, our spirits gather with all that are and all that we have, in which we are made. Today we have made a choice to gather and to be a blessing to those we encounter in life. We do not know who will be blessed through our lives. It may be those who gather at Parkland or Ocean View Manor for worship. It may be those in our Sunday school, youth programs, or Tuesday morning thinkers as they continue in their lifelong walk as disciples of Jesus. It may be the newcomer to our community who feels welcomed, or a stranger who we will never meet, who is blessed by mission and service support. We do not know, and yet we choose to walk into the grace and peace of Christ this day. Amen. There is going to be Sunday school programming upstairs for the children, so we're going to have a children's time together here this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, they're coming from all over. Come on, way over. Come on over. We've got all kinds of space way over here. Look at that. Great big open space right there. There we go. Good. So how are we this morning? Good. Different kind of church this morning, eh? No choir up there. I miss my backup singers. Yeah. Whenever I got in trouble during leading the service or preaching, I always know I got the choir at my back. They got my back. Yeah. So that's good. Well, it's good to do things that are different. This morning, what we're doing is we're going to have a meeting of the church during our church service. And we're going to be talking about things that we have done this last year. What do you remember that things that we've done this last year in church? What do you remember? We prayed. That's great. What else did we do as part of church this year? Anyone? Can you think of what we've done in church? What have we done in the church? We talked to God. We talked about God, didn't we? That's excellent. What did we just do in our church service just a moment ago before you came up? We sang. We sang hymns, right? What other times? You see angels over there. We talked. Yeah, very good. We talked about angels that are around us, God's people that are all around us, right? So we did all those things, and we had, at the beginning of September, we had a blessing of the backpacks. Do you remember that? Everybody got a little tag to put on their backpacks off to school. Yeah? And sometimes we had a great deal of fun. We laughed. We had our auction way back in October, and people laughed and ate and had a great time. Yeah. And we cried because some of the people who have been part of our church have had to either move away, or some of our friends and family members have passed away. So we've done a lot this last year in church. So what do we think we're going to do this coming year in church? What would you like to see us do this coming year in church in 2018? A craft. Yeah, we should have a craft day as part of church. Everybody can make crafts. You guys do make some wonderful crafts at Sunday school.
At home
too. I saw a wonderful craft last Sunday as you were talking about the story of Jonah, and it was a person and their arms crossed like this in a big hug. That was wonderful. I thought, what a great craft that was. Maybe we as a church we could do that on a Sunday.
Yeah, because I made a big one yesterday.
Yeah. Did you? What else should we do? So we should remember these things. We should make a craft together. What else would we do in church this year, do you think? What would be a good thing to do? So I have heard that maybe one Sunday the youth group is going to be leading a church service, and it's going to be focused on the work of the children, all of you folks in church one Sunday morning. How about that? That'll be a little bit different, won't it? Yeah. And we're going to have, during the time when the dinner theater is happening, we're going to have breakfast with Jesus again. That'll be fun. We'll all have a big breakfast right here in the sanctuary around tables. That was pretty cool last year. Would you do that? We should do that again, eh? Yeah. So there's going to be all kinds of things. And one of the things we're going to talk about here in the annual meeting is what we did and what we think we should do in the year to come. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You can bring them the next time. How about that?
I have four ballets.
Yeah?
And hungry hippo.
For the next game night, you could bring those. Those would be fun. We had a games night last night for Family Connect. Yeah.
I have lots of things.
Good. Well, we'll hopefully have another games night. That'll be fun. So let's have a little prayer together, and then we're going to sing a little hymn. So we'll put our hands together, and we'll repeat after me. Here we go. Let's go, ladies. Put our hands together. We're going to have a prayer. We'll say, thank you, God, for the fun we've had at church this year. For the ways you have been with us. Laughing with us. Sharing with us.
Crying with us.
And hoping within us. Amen. I don't know. That little Elmo came to visit one day, and that little Elmo has just sort of been hanging around. And I thought, you know what? If Elmo wants to be here, Elmo can be here in church. Right? Good. So we're going to sing a song, and it's called Behold, Behold, I Make All Things New, and we're going to sing it through two times. Everything that God does, God makes new again. That's what this is about.
My great grandma and great grandpa passed and died into an angel if they were sick.
That's right. That's what happens sometimes, isn't it? Yeah. So the angels up here remind you of that. That's wonderful. Well, let's stand up and we're going to sing together. Some Sunday school program for you folks. Are you going up to have Sunday school now?
Yes,
good. Okay, good.
Everybody, that when you come up to, you have something specific that you're going to talk about, then please come and stand at the mic, use the mic, and give your name as well. I hope I know most of the names when you make the motion, and I can tell them to Jennifer. But if I have a totally blank look on my face, give me a little nudge and remind me.
Ready. Today the scripture reading is from Mark 1, verses 21 to 28, and it's about the man with an unclean spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and talked. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee.
At this time, I'd like to read out the names of those members of our congregation who died in 2017. James Bain, Stuart Bissett, Alan Chadwick, Mary Cox, Ethel Johnston, Donald Langman, Nancy McWilliam, Richard Russell. The sympathy of the congregation is extended to all persons who grieve the loss of loved ones during the past year. To each of you, we express God's blessing. Motion number 3 will be to adopt the minutes of our meeting, our annual meeting on January 29th, 2017. Randy Settle. And Roger Kent, a second. And I just wanted to make a note when I read them. In the first paragraph, it says that Ruth Kent congratulated the dinner theater. So I didn't know whether that might have been Ruth Smith or Roger Kent. Did Ruth and Roger both give thanks? It might have been you. Okay. And I know it's a long time ago, a year ago. You did do it? Okay, it was Ruth Smith, then there were just... Okay, so if there's no other changes or additions, all in favor? Contra-minded. Motion passed. Now, the next minutes were from our meeting on April the 2nd, 2017. That was the meeting regarding the search committee recommendation for a full-time minister position. Cheryl Settle, make that motion. And Mary Lou Foster, second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded.
Nay.
Don't record that.
No. Totally ignoring it.
Too late. It's too late. Okay. Those minutes are approved. And the next meeting was on October the 29th. That was just to change the wording, the order in the Jane Act. Well, Cheryl's got her hand up for...
Okay.
And seconder? Ron Barker. And again, I noticed a little typo. I was really paying attention at 3:30 yesterday morning when I was reading these. I'm in a different time zone, so... Cheryl Settle made the motion, seconded by Allison Stark. Her last name was left out. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded. Those minutes are passed. So we'll now move along to the next heading, celebrating our life and work together in 2017. And I'm hoping that people are going to pop up and... have lots to say about what we did in 2017. You can be first, sure. Mm-hmm. This is Roger Kent.
Good morning. Most of you know my name is Roger Kent, and I have the privilege of being the president of the choir. And I've been standing up here now. This would be the fourth time in a row. So I want to make sure that you're all aware this isn't just a function that comes up and I just eliminate it and it's done and it's passed on. Last year, in retrospective, was a very important year for the choir. I want to personally thank all of those individuals who performed duties in the choir, such as secretarial, such as treasurer, and so on, in order to keep the choir... functioning. I would also like to pass on the choir's appreciation to Lana Damaskin for her accompanist work in the first part of the year. And now I want to bring to your attention the fact that we have a leader whose experience and expertise far exceeds the requirement of the choir, who gives of himself tremendously. And we all so very much enjoy it, even on a Thursday night when we're doing a single line for the 35th time. Because until you can get it right in your sleep, it's not right. Charles Myra is who I'm speaking of, and our greatest appreciation and thanks go to you. Charles' brother Greg took over as accompanist for the choir. Greg's experience and level of expertise in music and choral work is similar to Charles, but Greg lends himself to the duo in the way of vocal coach as well as pianist. And the work and the structure of the work and the flavor of the work that we experience from Greg is extraordinary. is delicious. Honestly. So my appreciation and all of your appreciation goes to Greg as well. We're looking forward to a wonderful year. We're looking forward to a wonderful year with great presentations and some potential surprises this year, so stay tuned. Thank you.
As chair of M&P and for the congregation, I want to recognize what happened in 2017 with the staff, including, Paul Gillis in the back corner. Brenda is not here. She's probably getting ready to go to Florida. Heather, our parish nurse, not here. And our new member, Jennifer. I hope everybody afterwards can get a chance to meet Jennifer. And also Kelly. Kelly is here. And Michael. So we have an excellent staff. Day to day, you will have opportunity to have to call them or to have them help you, and you'll get a good response. So on behalf of the congregation, I want to recognize their work in the last year and to say thank you.
It's been an amazing year. This is the first like 12-month calendar period of my being here, so I really have gotten a much better sense of the flow and the cycle of life here at Coal Harbor Woodside, and I continue to be amazed at the ministries that happen here within the congregation. There are those that have found their way into our annual report, but there are so many others that people don't know about because they're being done in the sidelines and in the background. People are doing things quietly and wonderfully. Visits are being made by your pastoral care team. The funeral ministry has had a very busy year this year, and those folks have come and been with those who have been grieving, both as part of our community and as part of the wider community when we have gathered. There is always, except on a rare occasion, something wonderful to share in fellowship time following the services. I really, really wish people would bring less good food because I've put on 10 pounds since coming here, going to the gym. When we get together, there is laughter and there is fellowship. There is community in this place. We work hard to ensure that we are not just a community that meets within these four walls of the sanctuary one day a week. We are intentional about reaching out into the community as we continue to support Coal Harbor Cares in their work of the support of the Kalani family and now the work towards the Al-Assad family as we seek to help them come to Canada for an opportunity to share in the wonders and the richness of this place. There is so much laughter and fellowship happening on a first and third Tuesdays of the month when the food bank group are here helping those. And I hear such wonderful stories about not just the handing out of food, but the connecting with people. A number of volunteers at the food bank have said to me, I love connecting with individuals, and they're there listening to these people's stories and holding them in pastoral ways. You know, and I mean, you could go on and on and on. Our UCW, you know, the group that meet for 9:30 worship, those who come to the special worship services of Ash Wednesday and Blue Christmas, are those who are every Sunday with our children upstairs teaching them of God's love and God's presence in their lives. And I especially want to say thank you to everyone who over the last year saw the vision that we have for expanded ministry, and who have stepped up and been a part of search committees, who have offered a larger offering over the last year, that has been noted, and we have been able to honor and say thank you for that trust and that support by being able to hire Kelly and the ministry that she has begun in this place. We want to always be aware that everything that we do, from the fact that the lights come on when we flick them on a Sunday morning or a Monday morning, to the transitional times of moving from ministry to ministry, the saying goodbye to Brenda and the welcoming of Jennifer, none of that happens without all of us working together, for we are the whole people of God in this place. From my heart, I want to say thank you for the support that you have shared in 2017, and I look forward to the amazing places God is going to lead us in 2018 as a congregation.
So I've got a little something more to add. And I'm over here because the people I want to thank are the people responsible for over here and over there. And that's Waldorf and Statler back there. Ron and Don have been supporting almost every function that we have here at the church. If it needs any electronic enhancement, whether it be lighting or audio, those are the two guys. So I think we owe them a very big thank you. Number one. And looking forward into the year 2018, I know there are apprentices out there who want to study under Ron and Don. And that's actually got a nice ring to it, Ron and Don. So you guys got to stay together. I'm also looking and thinking of the fact that there aren't a great many people who don't mind speaking in front of a microphone. So I'll speak for our thoughts. And our thoughts are in a very grateful way. Focusing on the person who organizes and runs our auction every year, which is a very good fundraiser for the church. That's Mary Lou. Thank you very much. And I think the number one fundraiser that raises more money than almost any other individual occurrence, individual performance, what have you, is our dinner theater. And there are many, many people who work tirelessly in that area. Ruth, you handled it last year, so I'm going to take it this year because my last name was on your handling of it. Joe Brogan is a writer, a director. She's a performer, and she is one indomitable bundle of energy. So if you come across her, be ready to ground yourself, because she will engulf you in that electricity. So a big, big thank you to Jill for the dramatic side of things, and a large thank you to those who come from outside and help Susanna and help Cindy and help Janet with the music and Mary Lou, and that would be Matt and Steve and Ed Barnstead, who come and play the instruments. I think we're looking forward to seeing them again this year coming, and work has already started in the dinner theater, so thank you to all involved in the dinner theater.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It wouldn't be a Sunday if Maurice didn't speak, eh?
I'm Maurice Nightingale, in case you didn't know. And I just want to thank everyone that participated and helped in the maple syrup last year. We did $2,700 in profit, and that was good for all your help and support. But this year, we're started, and I noticed the papers are still laying out on the in the narthex. So please get your orders going, because we had to beat last year's quota. So let's see what we can do. That's very important. And one last thing, which it gets forgot most of the time, I think is already forgot. I'd like to thank the people that participate in the prison ministry. They have put a lot of time and energy into this. This is well over 20 years we've been going to the prison and doing a service. So thanks again.
Nightingale, Bev Nightingale, and I'm one of the people who doesn't like to stand up here, but I just want to say thank you to everybody while Maurice was recovering from his heart attack, everybody who sent cards, kept him and me probably too in your prayers, who have given him hugs and phone calls and all the caring thoughts that people have showed him since his return to church. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I think we can agree that we have a wonderful, caring community of people here. And if you, I hope everybody has had time really to go through the annual report. There's a lot of information in here. We are busy, busy. And when you look at what everybody has done, what we've accomplished in the year is fantastic. And now, so the next motion is the acceptance of our annual reports and financial statements that are contained in the book. You're going to move it, John Seidman. Seconder. Oh my gosh, I'm having a blank and I know. Linda! Stonehouse. We've got the two. Thank you. Okay, and if there are no comments or ask the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded. All the reports, the book that passed. Next motion, the nominating committee report. And I think that is... page 47 of the book, if people are following along. I know there are some changes. Will we make the motion first and then add the names?
Yeah, okay.
So if we could have a motion to accept the nominating, the report from the nominating committee. Stu? And then we're going to... And a seconder, please. Mary Lou. Okay. Randy.
Just Randy settles my name. I had noted a few things, too many stacks of paper here today. on page 47, Building and Property Committee, two-year term, there is a name there, Coordinator Randy Settle. That wasn't supposed to be there. I filled in the last 6 months as an interim, but we were supposed to be looking for a building property chairperson. So that is one that is vacant. Ministry and Personnel Committee, according to our bylaws, is missing three people, so we certainly should be looking for more people for that committee. Under the Board of Trustees, Carmen Cole is to be removed. He was removed from the from our church role, so he is to be removed from Board of Trustees. And Dottie and Huey Weber, I suppose I should have got up a minute ago and spoke, but I would like to thank them for all of their work over the years since amalgamation. They have decided to retire, so their names will have to come off the list as well. Under the search committee, I'll say this for Cheryl so that she doesn't have to stand up. It is missing Donald Morash's name as well as Allison Stark's name. And the last one I will torture you with is under the health ministry team, we have neglected to list the parish nurse as part of the health ministry team. And thankfully, the next page is blank, so I will sit down now.
I'm going to make mine from back here. This is Ron Barker. My name was supposed to be on the property and maintenance committee as well. No.
Sorry, Ann. Just one last thing on the prison ministry. Michael Mugford is supposed to be on that. He's going actually for training and for two other people in March. So Michael Mugford has joined the prison ministry in 2017.
18. He did join in 17?
Yes.
I just noticed the refugee committee is non-existent. It's not there.
Oh, it's weird.
So, and I think it should be mentioned that there is a refugee committee, Cole Harbour Cares, and I'm one of the co-chairs. But I can give you the list of the other names if you wish at a later date, okay? Unless you want them all now.
I think, yeah, we probably should have them all now.
Okay. Danny Goods, G-O-O-D-Z. Diana Goods and myself are the three co-chairs. Doug Kennedy is treasurer. Lord, what's her name? I can't think of the secretary, sorry. okay, we've got Sally Connor. These are just members. Sally Connor, Nancy Sherman, Wendy Lill, Nancy Bowes, Randy Rabin, which is R-E-H-B-E-I-N. And there's a whole bunch more, which I'm just...
Yeah,
can't think at the minute, sorry.
Yeah, we'll get a...
Yes,
we'll,
okay.
You can email us the list, yeah. So if that's all that we have additions, and then we should...
The plant care team.
Yes.
It should also include Christine McKenzie and Ellen. And I don't know her name. Anyway, thank you.
LeBlanc.
And Christine? Okay.
She's saying we're adding the one, two, right? Plant care team?
Oh, yes. Okay. And Christine McKenzie.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Any other names that people noticed were missing? And then, so now we ask for nominations from the floor. Do we have any nominations from the floor? As Randy pointed out, we do need some more people on ministry and personnel, but we can use help on most committees. We're always looking for more people to join.
Okay.
Just to note, there are vacancies left on the nominating committee report because the nominating committee worked to find to fill places that we knew of, and those places that we weren't able to fill, we just left blank. So it's not as though the committee didn't take the time to try and do that. And some folks have been nominated here who we didn't know of, so we didn't know that there were people being nominated to fill positions. So that needs to be communicated in the future, so we can add those things to the list.
And it also doesn't mean that throughout the year we won't still be accepting people who would like to come and help out on different committees, or join a committee for a full time, or even just. For a particular, if we have a special project going on for a short period of time. Okay, so with that, we had our first and second, so now I guess we're ready for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded? Okay, our nominating committee report is passed. So now we are on to the mission and service goal, and is our treasurer getting up? Oh, our former treasurer is going to.
My name is Doreen Weatherhead. I can't reach. I would like to make the motion that the pastoral charge accept the mission and service goal for 2018 of $17,500.
Seconder, Susanna. All in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded? Motion passed. So our next motion is regarding the budget, and is Gord coming up to speak to that?
I have a big sheet of paper, so I'm going to bore you for a few minutes. First, I'd like to really thank everybody for your support in 2017 and hopefully going into the rest of this year. 2017, we had a budget surplus of $13,114.62. So we didn't need the missionary expansion fund to balance our budget. And the new budget balance for the missionary ministry expansion fund is now $34,618.95. That amount will assist us in paying for youth ministry, allowing us to hire an associate minister, and balancing our budget. So we're in pretty good financial stead. Your givings last year did allow us to hire a ministry for youth, Kelly Warren, as Michael said. And I asked what she had done that we were getting our money for, and she sent me a note, and I was really quite surprised at all the things. She's already started several projects. She's working to enrich the children and youth faith programs within the church. This includes helping the youth group and Sunday school leaders to expand and enhance current programs. She's developed a children's group and restarted the Families Connect meetings, encouraging families and youth to come together in fellowship. And I think you said 24 people last one? 24 people at the last Family Connect. Plus, she's assisting in the startup of the junior choir to be led by Heather Hines. And that's all due to the increase in revenue in 2017. Thank you. There are several changes in our committee for 2018. First is Doreen is retiring. Scott Whitehead, who was our envelope steward, is taking on the responsibility of church treasurer. And Lee Ayer is retiring as chair of the Unified Board, but she's joining us as our envelope steward. I'd like to take a few minutes just to thank Doreen for her faithful and dedicated service as church treasurer for the past 25 years. Her dedicated service has allowed us to always keep track of our financial goals and let us know where we stand in meeting our obligations. And I can tell you, any time I'm in the church for anything, she seems to be here. If not for finance, she's always doing something. So we do have a small gift, and Doreen, if you'd like to come up.
Of all of us, and especially the Finance Committee, we will truly miss you on Tuesday nights. Gifts for you. Mm-hmm. And this is a little something from the congregation to keep you in shape. And that's from all of us.
Physical shape.
Physical shape, okay. Yes. Okay? No, physical shape. You'll know when you see it.
Thank you very much. It was not quite 25 years, it was 20.
20? With 20, yeah. 25, you're here all the time.
give or take a few years.
I hear so many different numbers, I don't know anymore.
Thank you very much.
So there are no special projects planned for 2018 at this time. The addition of an associate pastor after this year, if we can find them, would impact our budget by an estimated $35,000 annually. We're going to ask again, if you're able to increase your givings by $5 weekly, and that would allow us definitely to cover that person, but we do have the money there for this year for sure. Many have increased their givings in 2017, and we're still looking for that individual, and to put an amount equal to half a year's salary in the budget. So if you see associate minister, $17,500 in the budget for 2018, that's why it's there. If we get lucky, we think that the earliest would be 1st of July that person would be hired. So our budget this year is $245,934. It is an increase from last year. There's four main factors affecting that. First is a 1.4% salary increase for staff, which is due to United Church salary requirements. We don't have a choice. We hired Kelly for the Ministry for Youth. And we're looking for an increase in fundraising. So, Maurice, there's your spiel. Get out and support him as one. And that'll allow us to have money for the associate minister. And most other items have little or no change. So if it was $1,000 last year, unless we saw any need, we left it as is. So I would recommend the approval of the 2018 budget. So we need a second.
Any discussion you have?
Yes, I'm the shorter part of the Ron and Don show. On page 22, under the operating expenses, it lists $1,250 for general building repair maintenance. Does that include, or maybe I should be asking, where it would be shown in there in the budget for proposed floor maintenance, like stripping and waxing of the floors?
I think we did that last year. I can't remember where it came out of. Doreen may know the exact place, but there is money for that. We know it's there.
Okay, thank you.
Because that was $3,000 to $4,000, I think, this year.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at it, trying to figure
out. But again, that's what we put in was what was there last year. We know this thing will change over time, especially if we get the associate minister. That's going to change the budget.
Any
Randy Settle again. I can shed some light to your question, Dawn. With the givings and the having paid off the loan for phase three being the parking lot, any monies that are still coming in directed towards that are going into a long-term maintenance fund. That is where that comes in. That long-term, we're still encouraging people to consider giving to that because down the road we do know that we will have to put more expenses into the facility itself. You know, we're good for now, but probably in another 5 to 10 years, we'll have to consider a roof. You know, within the next year to 2 years, probably this summer, we really want to look at some of the siding on the facility. So in the future, we know that we have upcoming expenses. There is some money that's there and being built upon, but do want people to keep that in mind as they're giving. Thank you.
Thanks. So one way to assist us is going on par. I have the forms, which allows us to more easily meet our financial obligations because we know what's coming in from that. And the fun part, someone asked for one last week, and they told me, and I thought it was really good. It's a heck of a lot easier to fill in a PAR form, do it once, you're done, rather than looking for that piece of cash, fill in a check, put it in an envelope every Sunday morning. You just come into church, and you're there and done. Last year we asked for, and I'm going to ask for this again, we're still looking for an active, energetic, and passionate person to coordinate stewardship fundraising activities as part of the finance committee. This person would coordinate, not run, but it would just make sure that if we've got 5 different fundraising activities, you don't want to see them all at the last week of January. So the job would be just to make sure they're spread out over the year so that different fundraising groups that are needed don't run into each other. If you'd like that job, come and see me after church. And I stand up for church in a pub. It's the last Tuesday of the month. It's at my house, 7 o'clock, BYOB. Little joke, bring your own Bible. No. But Michael has, at our last one on Tuesday, Michael came up with an idea, and it's stump the theologian, I think?
Stump the minister.
Stump the minister. So that's what we're going to do next time. And it's bring your most obscure question you can come up with.
Theological.
And see if you can stump them. Lastly, found this out when we did our budget. Michael attends, this is one of many functions he does. We've got our balanced budget. And he says, well, can I throw just a little bit of a issue in? They got a letter. Canada Revenue may be taxing us for commercial use, which they're doing to many churches. So we may have a tax bill of approximately $4,800, which has not been budgeted, but the trustees are going to appeal that, and we have not included it at this time in our budget. So if we lose the appeal, we have a tax bill of $4,800, and that's for preschools, basically. I guess most churches that run preschools, if the government considers it a business, and they're taxing us on part of our assessment. So that is not in the budget. Any questions? Hopefully not.
I'm sure I didn't ask that yet. We had the motion, and we've had a seconder. All in favor of the 2018 budget? Contra-minded? Motion passed.
Thank you.
It does say reflective music. Are you going to play for us, Charles? Oh, I can break. A little break, yes.
Thank you.
I think Bill is going to come forward.
There's two matters looking forward. The last time the bylaws for this church were finalized was 1993. There were some copies out in the narthex. I don't know how many people were able to pick them up. But over the last 3 or 4 years, we've been working on them and updating them. So this is proposed bylaws. Hopefully will pass today, and they describe us now as Cole Harbor Woodside United Church and include a more up-to-date list of the committees. So they've been, and they also include the appendix for the screening policy and the other policies, the wedding policy, and I think the other one is the social media. I don't know how many people were able to pick that up last week or have had a look, but what I'm proposing is that, or make a motion that we accept these bylaws as the updated bylaws for what's wrong?
Just a couple questions. Just a couple questions. As a quorum, are we not required to have the minister? The minister has been left out of constituting a meeting.
Where are you? Sorry.
I'm just before Appendix A, where it describes a quorum of the unified board. So you're saying here. Sorry, just discussing a quorum for unified board. Michael, is it not required for a minister to be present for a unified board meeting to be considered constituted?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so
we have to add the minister to this quorum.
Fall under the bylaws of the United Church of Canada.
Yes.
So if they're not completely spelled out in the church's bylaws, the manual would supersede that. But okay. It certainly can be noted in
so
the...
So we could add 6.4, we'd add the minister.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So with that amendment, I'd like to move that we accept the bylaws January 28th, 2018.
And is there any other discussion? I don't know whether that's you.
It's okay, hold your arm.
I read the entire report, looking forward for the bylaw amendments and so on, and what I found missing. And I wanted to make a note of it so that it is actually recorded, was that when you read something like that, you get a very, very quick feeling that we're no longer a church, we're more a business. You know, there's a price tag on weddings, there's a price tag on this, there's a price tag on that, and we have to have that. It's absolutely necessary that we have that. But what I really want to shout loud and clear is that in consideration of each individual event, particularly for church members, particularly for those who are desperately in need, that we consider adjusting the amount charged. And we make a habit of considering it event by event, that we should look at the amount charged as a guideline, but that we need to keep a human touch in this, our church and our business. That's all I wanted to say.
Sorry. Randy settled back again. In speaking to that, Roger, I do understand what you're saying. But with the tax laws, we are not allowed to discriminate against members and non-members. So if Canada Revenue Agency found out that we were discounting members, then it would affect our charitable status position as a church. So certainly there is nothing official that can be done. As you notice, we don't actually charge fees aside from set fees for a wedding or a ministry event. All other fees are on a donation basis. So if you have a funeral and you really can't afford to put it on, then maybe if there's only 10 people that come to the visitation, then that would only be a very small donation that you would be required to have. But certainly it's nothing that tax-wise we can come out and say, you know, because you're a member, we're going to give you a discount. That goes to renting the facility for putting on a 50th wedding anniversary or any other function that's going on. And that's certainly, you know, once everything's passed, certainly if you want to join a subcommittee, if people feel strongly against, about that, we could certainly look at opening a subcommittee to contact Canada Revenue Agency, have frank discussions with them, and find out what is legal in that aspect, certainly.
Write me up on that.
Madam Chair, I'll just further clarify that in practice, those things do happen. But as per the guidelines for Revenue Canada, and we have had large discussions about this from on every level of the church, we cannot set up a cost recovery schedule that says if you're a member of Cole Harbour Woodside, the cost for an event is this. If you're a non-member, it's this. That's what Revenue Canada says we cannot do. What Revenue Canada can't tell us is how we minister to people. So, as you suggested, Roger, should something happen that someone needed to be ministered to, that would happen regardless of the fee structure, but it happens internally, it happens behind the scenes, and it happens keep us within the laws of the land, but also keeps us within the call of who we are called to be as the church in the community. But it's good to have that brought to the forefront, that we do live in that duality, and we do try and walk that tightrope as best we can.
Okay. Question. All in favor of accepting our new bylaws? Updated bylaws. Contra-minded? Motion passed.
Thank you. It's been a long haul. Second issue is this church has always been known as an accepting church. We've used that in multitudinous documents, offering the care and comfort of Christ. There's been some discussion over when I was chair of the board and MMP and different other committees about becoming an affirming ministry. It's a process that a congregation goes through. It takes a little while. There's a lot of study and there's a lot of reflection, and it formalizes our position that we are an affirming congregation, everybody is welcome. And I think it's time for us to take that step. There is a process you have to go through. We need to strike a committee. It does not involve Michael. It will not involve Kelly. They have to stay away from, because they'll be ministering to people on both sides of the issue. But we do need a committee for those that would be interested in going on this journey and starting out. So I'm prepared to offer myself to work on that committee. I don't know anybody else that would, but they could. Cheryl? But at this time, I'd like to make a motion that Cole Harbor Woodside United Church begin the journey of becoming an affirming ministry. You go through a process that reflects on what it means to be inclusive and evaluates your ministry's openness to the ongoing work of being intentional about how it includes others within the like work of your ministry. You look at a variety of areas that may be barriers to those coming to your community, age, gender, race, ability, class, economic status, and in particular to the affirming ministry, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Cover sheet is out there. Jennifer puts them out on the table. So pick one up. It's a back-to-back sheet.
Okay. Are all in favor?
Aye.
Contra-minded. Motion passed. I think we're ready for prayers of the people.
To pause and a time of prayer. Holy One, you are a God of fir trees and oaks, hostas and daisies. You are a God of the dog days of summer and the chill of winter. You are a God who inspires our minds, our hearts, and our imaginations. You are everywhere in all things, and yet contained by no one thing. You call us into places we could never imagine, places of forgiveness and grace, places of love and tenderheartedness. Sometimes we have to step back because our world is so filled with hard-heartedness. But you call us to imagine a different way, your way, Jesus' way. So enliven our creativity and our imagination this day as we lift up our prayers and we seek to look into the year that is to come. Holy One, remind us that you are near. You call to us, and sometimes we respond with enthusiasm and wonder, and sometimes we're baffled, questioning, and tentative. Call us back into step with you and your Spirit in our budgeting process, in our interactions with new people coming into our community of faith, with immigrants and refugees in our communities, in our dealings with those we love. You call us to reimagine a different way. You call us to try again the new way, the hard way, the way of justice and compassion. In the year that is to come, give us renewed energy and help us to re-engage with one another in the enterprise of Jesus, his call to the kingdom that is yours. We lift these prayers this day as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We've had a few announcements. Are there others that need to be shared? Joe. Should have just looked up there, shouldn't I?
Forgot. I apologize. Excuse me. Thursday we had our meal at Hope Cottage. Paul says there was a tremendous response from the congregation. We received 17 batches. We served over 120 patrons. And a number came by on the way out and asked us once again to pass on the thanks to the congregation for preparing the meal. And a lady rushed in just before closing and said, am I too late? And we were still had the food. And we said, no. She said, oh, I just got a call. I don't know where she was downtown, but I just got a call from someone who was there that meatballs were on. And she and she rushed down to get them. So thank you.
Part of the life and work that we have in our congregation is the good and orderly transition of power or authority or responsibility or whatever. And we have a transition of leadership happening in our congregation. We formalize it at our annual meeting. So if you read carefully your, as many of you did, it was very good, the nominating committee report, you will note that we have a new incoming chair of our unified board in Megan Nicholson. So Megan, I'll invite you to come forward then. There. I'll get that one. Good. Friends, we celebrate with joy and with gratitude that all those who have come forward to serve have been called by God, have been chosen by the people of Cole Harbor Woodside for the leadership in the church. This ministry of leadership is a blessing. It's an honor and a responsibility. And if you are called and you respond, it recognizes your gifts and calls you to work among us, with us, and on our behalf. And we thank you and challenge all of you to offer your best to God and to all God's people. As you come to assume the duties of your office, we make a covenant before God and with one another.
Megan, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, will you continue to live out your faith with praise and thanksgiving? Will you carry out your responsibilities as chair of Unified Board with integrity and joy?
I will, God being my helper.
And to those who have been nominated for the various different congregational ministries in our church, all the boards and committees and different pieces of work that are happening, if you would please stand. This is new, I know. Please stand. Kelly? Jennifer is standing. Good. So have a look around, folks. These are some of the people who volunteer. You're on a committee, stand up. Are you on a committee, stand up? You're on a committee, stand up. These are some of the people who work so hard. M&S enthusiasts, stand up. Yeah. If you're serving on a committee, not just leadership, but offering your life and work, these are the people who are helping to ensure that the work that Cole Harbor Woodside Church needs to do is happening. And so I ask you, as disciples of Jesus Christ,
Will you continue to live out your faith with praise and thanksgiving? Will you carry out your responsibilities and duties in the leadership to which you have been called in this congregation with integrity and with joy? If so, answer, I will, God being my helper.
I will, God being my helper.
Thank you. You may be seated. And to you, the family of Cole Harbor Woodside United Church, will you assist them through daily prayer, generous support, personal example, so that together we may be a faithful church of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we will, God being our helper.
We will, God being our helper.
Let us pray for these ministries. Loving God, you have called these people to serve you. Send your Holy Spirit upon them and upon us all, that we may keep the promises we have made this day. Help them to fulfill their responsibilities, and may their leadership help us all to reflect your love and grace always. Amen. In the name of God, Creator, Christ, and Spirit, we recognize and affirm you in your various ministries in Cole Harbor Woodside United Church. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you. Final motion. Oh, offering, sorry. Forgot the offering this morning.
I don't know if this is the right time or not, but there's one person we didn't thank for all the work in this past year.
Together, let us continue to worship God as we present our gifts and our offerings. Make sure everyone signed the appendix. I didn't get a chance to put my name down. Make sure you're. In this moment, O God, we give thanks for the ministries that we walk together through. We give thanks for the hands that have worked so hard in the year that has passed and the year that is to come. We look forward to the continued movement of your Spirit, for the time and the talent, and now for the treasure we have, with which we have been entrusted. We give you thanks. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Motion. We have a birthday coming up tomorrow in the congregation, don't we, Margaret? You have a birthday coming up? Tomorrow, yeah. A little birdie told me. So we should wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And if you two are celebrating a special day in the week, bless you. Bless you. Final motion is yours.
Okay.
Yours to call, with which to call?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Oh, Mary Lou's going to second it. All in favor? Yes.
Sorry, who seconded?
Don't be quick. Mary Lou. Mary Lou Foster. I'm not going to ask that question. No.
Words of our final, of our blessing this morning. God, whose voice cascades in and through this place, pour out your spirit words into our mouths. May we journey beyond these walls as prophets, speaking your truth, disciples showing your way, and companions offering the care and comfort of Christ. Amen. And as we leave, we'll sing all of 216 in Voices United. Wherever you may go, I will follow.